Tony Bennett, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let me first ask you, why did you want to be the education commissioner in Florida?
Florida afforded me the opportunity to continue to do a job that I love to do, but it also, even to a greater extent, allowed us the greatest opportunity to affect children, not only the 2.7 million in Florida, but also the state could affect the national footprint and the national debate on education reform.
In Indiana, your job was to work with the governor, Mitch Daniels, to kind of push Indiana schools in another direction. But Florida already has a lot of the policies that you push through in Indiana: merit pay for teachers, teacher evaluations, holding back third graders who don't read at grade level. Now, when you were a finalist for the position in Florida, it was a bit controversial. Some people pointed out that, you know, more than a million people in Indiana voted not to reelect you as superintendent. Why do you think you didn't get reelected in Indiana?
You know, I came to this job in 2009 to work with a governor who literally gave me, if you will, a blank slate and said, do the right things for Indiana children and I'll support you. I told Governor Daniels in 2009 that if we did this job that way, it would likely lead to a backlash that could limit me to be a one-term state chief. And I told him I was comfortable with that.
And when you talk about this backlash, I imagine you're talking some of the backlash coming from public school teachers in Indiana, right?
There's no question, Sarah. But hey, if improving teacher quality in our state by treating teachers the way they should be treated as professionals, if that caused me to lose on November 6, 2012, so be it. I'm okay with that.
Gerard Robinson is Florida's former education commissioner. He walked away from the job in July for family reasons, but one of his legacies is a controversy over standardized test scores. He increased the requirements on the FCAT, Florida's standardized test, and then when too many students got low scores, he lowered the requirements again so more students would do better. Do you agree with that decision?
I think part of the issue that Gerard may have gotten into is his administration and his pursuit of adjusting cut scores was like the first time it had been done in a dozen years. Resetting cut scores on a more regular basis provides a safeguard against the exact phenomenon that you described.
Now, you are a former science teacher yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Teacher evaluations are a hot button issue, and one of the big areas of concern in Florida is that some teachers, including science teachers and history teachers, they're evaluated on the test scores of subjects they don't teach. I'm wondering what you think of that policy, because I know that in Indiana, the state system for teacher evaluations kind of allows for teachers to be evaluated on subjects that they teach.
What I can tell you today is we are engaged in a full-scale review to see what we can do to bring a system of evaluation to Florida teachers and schools and communities that really holds true to the big ideas of educator evaluation.
Okay, Mr. Bennett, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I've enjoyed the interview.
With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.